neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
They arrived in Midbar Sinai, and then they stood at Betachtit Ha'har. What does Betachtit Ha'har means? Yeah, under the mountain. They call it Zire Ku. So now the question is, were they under the mountain?
Yeah.
So one idea is that Hashem made them Gushkup. He uprooted the mountain, placed it over their head. But why? Why Ribbono Shel Olam did such a thing?
So they get the Kedusha.
Gushkup brings you Kedusha?
Yes.
Why?
Yesurim always bring Kedusha.
People, when they have Yisurim, they do Achmutach.
No,
they're down, they're unhappy.
They should be happy.
But it brings out the best in
you. It brings the best out of you. I was like, wow, very nice. Beautiful. So now here, when it says, Betachtit Ha'har, not by the mountain, it says, under the mountain. What does it mean? So we learn from here that Rosh Hashanah is teaching us that many times people feel they're done. Because nothing is mahib, more mahib and scary and giant than a mountain. Because that's what the expression people use. It says, God forbid, my problem is like a ku, like a mountain. So now here, Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, even though that you feel you under the mountain, but still, you should not
worry.
You should not worry. You should not be parishan, chas v'shalom. You should not be panicking that at such a day, Am Yisrael, they came to desert. Actually, this desert, first it was called Sin. Then we see there's a name of Sinai. It's changed. Midbar Sin, and then we say Har Sinai. That's one point. But here, when it says at exact day, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, they ask, what does it mean? Exactly this day. Why you should mention that it came exactly this day? As long as we know the date, so that's good enough. Why you have to emphasize that exactly in this day? So Gemara is teaching us a very, very important concept, and that is Yehudi should never forget that Torah never becomes demodeh, out of style. So that means that Yehudi should never forget that Torah to him is like it's given
today.
So he says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, this day. As we practice the Smadre three times a day in Shema, what do we say? What do we say in Shema? Hayom al levavecha. We should not say hayom al levavecha. We say hayom al levavecha. If you say hayom al levavecha today on your heart, that means only today. You say, no. So hayom, you have to stop. That means you have to have the awareness that Torah is given
today.
So how could it be such a thing? How could it be? How can you imagine that here at this moment?
Should be excited that much.
Excited?
Excited, yeah.
How can you be excited?
Should be excited.
I know, but things become, out of style, the mode. That's why people buy, you go to the market, it says new, more. Yeah, 50% more, free. Why? Because people that like to see something new. But how can you have the awareness that Torah is given at this moment? So, first of all, what does it need to create this? They call Ratzon. What does Ratzon mean? Will. He says, if there is a will, there is a way. Is that true?
Yes.
So now here, in Hebrew term, will is called Ratzon. Ratzon. So Ratzon has the same otiyot as sinor. What is sinor? Sinor. You know what sinor is? Qif, funnel. Isn't that interesting?
How is it related?
What's the connection between will and funnel?
Oh, it gathers all the strength and take it out from the other.
Chazaka Baruch, beautiful. See, qif, one side is big, one side is?
Small.
Why they make the qif like this? They make it all one size, no?
Doesn't serve the purpose.
Doesn't work. So qif has to be one size, side big and one side?
Small.
Unless it's a qif, olabi, is a tube, exactly. So what does it mean? Let's say in the morning, when you get up, what do you do the first thing? Mode, ani lefanecha lechaik, v'chayyam shasat abi nishmati, bechemla, labayim natech. Then what do you do? What do you do?
Wash your
yadayim. And then what do you do? Then you say the berachot, and then you run
to the shul.
Yeah, to Beit Knesset. And then what do you do? Drink coffee. No, we said that. No, they may. No, after all the texts and the calls and all of that. So how do you drink your coffee? No, how do you drink it? Cold, medium, hot?
Hot.
You drink it hot? I know, but how do you serve it?
Hot.
And how do you drink it?
Little bit
warm.
Yeah. What kind of logic is this? If you're going to drink it warm, so make the water
warm,
no?
No, but when you want to prepare it first, you have to have hot water to solve the coffee and things to become.
Chazaka Baruch Hu, doctor. See? So now here, the coffee is a big, big lesson. And that is, if you get up warm, what's going to happen later? So how should you get up?
Hot
boiling like that. At least.
Yeah.
At least. Later on, you get to the state of
warm.
But if you get up, yeah, cold. Hashem Yerachem, what's gonna happen later? Yeah. So now here, that's why Tzadok says they came to. Har Sinai be'etzem hayom hazeh, today. Why? Because it's a ratzon. Because ratzon is a funnel, is a qif. If you don't have the capacity, that is, can gather, so now in the end, you have the little bit to transfer. But if it's a little bit, what is it left? It's not a funnel. And that's how it is. You should understand. Chas v'shalom, you should not let things make you cold. You have to have the ratzon. You have to create the ratzon. And it's up to you to warm yourself up, make yourself boiling. And chas v'shalom, and you let things make you cold, what's going to left? Things happen, yes. Of course it happens. But the point of here is, these matters that we go through, as you drive in the alley, sometimes they have these little things in the little narrow streets. What is it called? Things that you stop.
Bumps.
Bumps. What is the bumps are for?
To slow you down. Reduce your speed.
Yeah. So why they put it there? Why?
Because usually people go fast.
To slow you down.
So slow you down. But does it mean that you have to get it stuck there? You slow down and go. But you cannot get it stuck there. Huh? You cannot do boxabat. Huh? So if you just froze there, what's going to happen behind you? Nobody can move. So the purpose that put it there, why? Because sometimes you have to stop, think. Maybe I have to change things, my schedule, the way I think. And then you go. And that's how it is. And not as a shalom, when you run into a bump, then you become all has a shalom, losing hope. Decourager, That's not the purpose. And it happens to any Yehudi. And that's what exactly the whole message here is. That Ma'amad Har Sinai should not be forgotten. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Hashem is like, you know, to be
Koel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli. Koel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.